It's a tough time at the moment, isn't it? You can easily forget to look after yourself. For instance, your breathing and your posture, two very important things that might slip your mind if you slip into bad habits. Sarah Gatford is a Pilates and yoga teacher at Supple Fitness in Wellington. Now, she's not only adapted how she teaches classes, but she started focusing on posture and mindfulness as well. Sarah, good morning.
Hi.
Now, let me find out what's happened with your classes, because you weren't very tech savvy before all this, were you?
No, absolutely not. I just used to run them from my studio, so I've not really done online work at all before.
And now you do it online?
Yes.
And what classes would you usually teach? What do they involve?
So I usually teach Pilates, so looking at the tummy muscles and back muscles, focusing on the core, and then yoga classes, so more stretch-based.
I remember trying some Pilates some years ago. I think it was at when we did something at the Westmid show years and years and years ago. And to be honest, I thought when I tried it, I thought it's not going to make any difference. But by gosh, I knew I'd done it when I'd finished.
Yeah, it's really good. Small movements, but you do get really, really good results.
Now, you're a big advocate for a good, positive mental and physical balance in people's lives. And you've been doing breathing videos?
Yes. I've been doing breathing videos to help lower people's stress level and reduce their emotional reaction to things. So it reduces their fear and their anxiety to help them become more positive.
And I can do that quite simply by the way I breathe?
Yes. So if you are either sitting down, so for example, people at their desk, you can start to focus on breathing in through the nose for a set amount of counts. So for example, you could breathe in for 3 counts. And then you could hold it for 2 counts and then release again for 3 counts as you breathe out.
And
that'll help calm the nervous system.
I was going to say, that'll make me feel better?
Yes.
What about posture? Because you used to do ballet and I presume that helped.
Yes, definitely. So obviously people at home, they've obviously had to set up their workstations completely different to what they used to. So people are getting, aches and pains. So it's just about making sure that people, get up and move every half an hour at least. So making sure, for example, you can be sat with your feet firmly on the floor and sitting up as tall as you can and thinking about keeping your chin level as if it's sat on a shelf and your shoulders away from your ears. So just holding a good posture throughout the day when you're working.
And what sessions have you got planned for the Easter holidays, Sarah?
So we've got yoga this morning, and then we've got a hula fit class at 11 o'clock. So that'll be quite fun for children to get involved as well as adults. And then there's a Pilates class this evening. Yesterday we did a combination of Pilates, Tai Chi and yoga. Saturday we did a bar class, so similar to ballet, but you use a chair, so you adapt it for being at home. And we did a children's yoga session as well.
So where can people find out more?
So I've got a Facebook page, Supple Fitness. So all the information is on there. And I've also got... Yeah, go on.
Go on, no, you carry on. You've also got...
A YouTube channel, Supple Fitness. So anyone can access that. It's free for everyone.
Okay, so Supple Fitness is the one to look at either on YouTube or on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. Good to talk to you, Sarah. Thank you very much indeed this morning. Thank you. Sarah Gatford is a Pilates and yoga teacher at Supple Fitness in Wellington. Or as it says on my list here at the end, Supper Fitness. Well, you can do it any time of day you like, I suppose, really.